It's been said that success in any realm of life is the result of two primary factors, opportunity and preparedness. Now, living on the southeast coast of the United States, we're constantly reminded to prepare for possible hurricanes. On the west coast, they're reminded to prepare for earthquakes and fires, while in the middle of the country, they're told to prepare for tornadoes. You see, in our culture, we primarily prepare to avoid disasters. But in spite of this, most people's lives end up in disaster because they fail to prepare to meet opportunities. Now, don't get me wrong, we should always be prepared for disasters. But we should likewise prepare for those opportunities that have the potential of leading us to success. You see, oftentimes the difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person is preparedness. But the question is, why do some people prepare and others don't? In Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins, we discover the answer to this question. In the parable, 10 women are given the same opportunity. 5 of them were successful and the other 5 were unsuccessful. And the reason for the success of the 5 and the failure to succeed of the other 5 has nothing to do with talents, abilities, or even finances. The difference is that 5 women acted responsibly while the other 5 acted irresponsibly. Matthew writes, 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. You see, if you're seeking to grow in a career, you must have previously prepared for that growth. Otherwise, the opportunity will go to someone else who did prepare. If you're seeking to invest in or open your own business, you must be prepared financially and professionally for that opportunity. If not, the opportunity will go to someone else. And if you're looking to marry the right person, you must prepare to be the type of person that the right person is looking for. Because it's when opportunity meets with preparedness that great things happen.